Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to yet another episode of Sokala Duma Radio Live. My name is Shane Matsoyane and Simon Strella is producing the show. Not a very good start for our young under-20 side Amachita at the FIFA Under-20 World Cup currently underway in Poland. Oh, thou boys, they went there 5-2. They lost 5-2 to Argentina on Saturday night. Earlier today, we spoke to a former under-20 captain who's been at this stage of the tournament. He was also a member of the Amachita squad that went to the Olympics back in 2000 squad under former coach, that was Coach Ephraim Sheikhs Mashaba, and that is Matthew Booth. Enjoy the conversation.
Sokala Duma Radio.
And on the line we have former Bafana Bafana defender. He's also played for FC Rostov in Russia, represented Amachita at the Olympics in 2000. Matthew Booth, welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. How are you doing, man?
Yeah, all good, thanks for having me.
Matt, look, man, not the start we were hoping for from Amachita. Where do you think the boys lost it? Stage fright, maybe?
Well, I think they lost it by having a man sent off. I think I've been watching social media and people's comments and stuff, and I can't understand how somebody could have watched that game and then decided to be so negative about what happened. I mean, up until, when we were 1-1 and up until the red card, I thought we were doing fairly well for ourselves and we were holding our own. Mm. After the red card, I think we were a little bit naive in certain aspects and making silly errors, which, on this level, you can't really afford to do. But, you can't really, fault them up until the 1-1, and up until the red card. I thought we did really well.
Do you think the gap between our boys and the European boys, is it wide?
Not from what I can see. I think the fact that Thabo Sonong has gotten us to back-to-back continental competitions and his second World Cup, it says a lot for the core of this team and the ability that we have, the talent pool in South Africa. I think we can make the talent pool a lot wider through grassroots development and our LFAs. But I was also a little bit surprised that he didn't include more European-based players. I think he's only taken four with him. But I think, having said that, they still held their own. From the first whistle until the red card, I think we've shown that we can compete. And up against Argentina, who obviously no pushovers. Mm. I think the teams that start off slowly or perhaps have a shock to the system in the beginning, it's better to get that over and done with in the first game. Sometimes I find in these competitions, World Cup or Nations Cup, is the team that starts off the slowest and just gets through to the knockout stages are normally the ones that get through to the finals or win the competitions. So hopefully that can be said for the South African team.
Yeah.
I haven't lost hope. No.
And talking about players who are playing in Europe, and quite a lot of people were really surprised when many of the under-20 players were left out who are playing in Europe. When you also played for Amachita, you had your group of youngsters like yourself, Quinton Fortune, Benny McCarthy, Dumisa Ngobe, Aaron Mokoena, you name them. They were also playing in Europe. You think that is what still makes the people of South Africa to remember the Amachita of that era, even today?
I think not necessarily because we were a large amount of us were playing overseas. I think it was because we were all playing regular PSL football. Mm. Our league is fairly strong, and I think that fact combined with the fact that we had been together for perhaps up until the 1997 World Youth Champs in Malaysia, we had been together for about 4 years already. Mm. And then we went on for a further 2 or 3 years together. So I think that's really what made our squad gel and have some sort of success, was the fact that we'd been together for so long. Of course, there was then we hit a speed bump when it came to the national team and progressing there. I think only five out of that Olympic squad became regulars for Bafana. And I think that's where we tend to miss the whole point of the exercise, that progression and consistency are really key. And if you lose that, then you've lost out on the whole exercise. You shouldn't then be playing youth football, national team youth football, if the whole aim of the project is not fulfilled, you know. So a lot of people put emphasis on national team youth football. But ultimately, what you're trying to do is provide your senior national team with a sound core of players who have played together for 5 or 6 years.
Talking about playing together, you mentioned something earlier that you guys were playing regularly back then. But how can PSL clubs and coaches, I mean, which majority of the boys at the Under-20 World Cup comes from, help with the development of those boys? You think it will help maybe to field at least one or two Under-20 players in the senior team playing the PSL?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but it's very difficult to police that. When agents and club officials and even coaches and even club owners are the gatekeepers to the first team in the PSL, are they wanting to develop youngsters and bring them into the first team, or are they wanting to buy foreign or buy local? And I get the feeling that the emphasis or the need, and from a business point of view and making money, clubs are rather wanting to buy players. And I think we have to change that whole dynamic. You know, we need to encourage and give chances to young players coming through our development system. There's no point in having a stipulation in the PSL saying you will have a development system, but then you're not wanting to bring young players into the team. You know, it doesn't make sense. So I feel it's about money. And people in the industry wanting to make money, because let's be honest, you cannot make any money from a development player going into a first team. That process, a young player from a development team into the first team, you cannot make money from that process. Now people need to focus on that aspect. Of course, if the player becomes a great talent and he plays in the first team, then you can sell him on. Yes, you can make money in that way. But the process from bringing a young player from the 19s or the MDC into a first team, nobody will make money from that.
Now that
I think we have to focus on it.
And you think that's one of the things that is holding us back, I mean, in terms of youth development? Do you think we are heading to the right direction? I mean, when you're seeing your national team at the Under-20 World Cup, I mean, that should be a sign that we are heading to the right direction. But do you really think we are heading to the right direction in terms of youth development in the country?
Yeah, if you look at historically, we've been on the international scene for 20-30 years. So the fact that we've been to an Olympics a number of times, you know, this particular crop of players has been to the World Cup, you know, Nations Cup. It's great. It's a great base, and we've done fantastically well in that aspect. But the next step is the most important step, you know, to progress and allow this team to flourish at the next level, under 23, and then into the senior team. That must go. Nobody must interfere with that process. And that's what we haven't really gotten right since we've come back onto the internationals. But I'm still very positive. I mean, we've done so well in such a short space of time. Of course, there's going to be critics and there's going to be negatives, but I feel there's more positives than negatives. But we have to keep working on it, and hopefully we can get it right.
And just like today's, I mean, Thabo Senong's Machita, you guys also lost your opening game versus Japan. But in your second group stage, where you went on to record that memorable win against Brazil, how did you overcome your first defeat? And what can you tell Coach Thabo Senong's boys going into their next game against South Korea?
Yeah, I remember. I mean, we first, even before the Olympics, we played in Malaysia in 97. And, you know, we also had a tough group there. We played against South Korea. We drew 0-0. We should have actually lost that game if it wasn't for Wayne Roberts saving us. We then played Brazil, and we lost 2-0 against Brazil. We played fairly well against Brazil. And then, of course, we met France. Now, I mean, France had Mkelele and Lloris on the bench. You know, we were up against Henri and Trezeguet up front. I mean, those are the types of talents that come from this type of tournament. So just that aspect is fantastic for our boys, you know, and they can have encouragement to the fact that players are born and bred from these types of tournaments. But going to the Olympics, I mean, we had a lot of characters in our team. I mean, I was the captain, but I didn't really need to be a captain. There was no captain. We had a lot of solid characters in that team, and we took it with a pinch of salt. We picked ourselves up, and we typical South Africans, you know, we love to play against Brazil in the big team. Mm. And the fact that we were up against Brazil the next game, we were able to raise our game, and we just happened to get up on the right side of the bed on that day and put them to the sword, you know. But if I can give them any advice, is just to keep your chin ups and make use. You know, these kinds of events don't come along every day.
Mm.
You know, so although it's a team sport, you've got to also make use of this opportunity to your fullest. Don't put your heads down. It wasn't the greatest start, but I still have a lot of faith in the team. And yeah, all the best to them.
Yeah, and during your playing time, also you had your lethal strikers. I mean, in your era, like the likes of Benny, Nomvete. Now we have the young Lyle Foster. I mean, the former Orlando Pirates youngster who recently moved to Monaco in France. You think that's an advantage having players who are playing in Europe at a younger age, especially when going to tournaments like this?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I remember back in the day when we had the likes of Benny and Quinton in the squad, Darren Buckley, you know, guys like that who were already playing regularly overseas. They were a source of inspiration for the rest of the team. They gave us that sense of confidence.
Mm.
If you have a squad full of local players, you can suffer from an inferiority complex when you go up against the likes of Argentina.
Mm.
So it's nice to have four or five players who are playing overseas at big clubs who will give the team that kind of confidence and inspiration. So the team must feed off of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Matthew, there's also this, the multi-choice disc challenge here in SA, where these boys who majority are there at the FIFA World Cup, they are playing. Do you think it's enough for their development and readiness for tournaments like your AFCON, your Olympics, and even the FIFA World Cup?
It's certainly, I think the MDC plays an important role in the ladders to progression.
Mm.
I would like to see perhaps the MDC developing to a proper reserve league.
Sure.
Or a reserve league being established. I think the boys should be playing against more senior players on a more regular basis, as opposed to one or two senior players who are coming back from injury or who need game time. You know, look, it's a fantastic concept, but I would like to see it in a more thorough manner. For example, in Russia, when I played in Russia, our reserve team used to travel with us, play the day before, and then come and watch the senior team play. And it gave the opportunity for the senior coach to watch both games.
Mm.
And it was run on a proper league basis, a very thorough league basis. So hopefully it can evolve into something like that. But it certainly, again, that's a good start, and it gives the boys an opportunity to play in front of the cameras and to mature.
Wow. Matthew, I think I will have to let you go, my good brother. Thank you so much for your time and taking your time and speaking to us on Soccer Duma Radio.
No problem. Always a pleasure.
Soccer Duma Radio.
Soccer Duma Radio.